news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a lecturer and an author and vicar provincial of the Chicago province. His preaching is entitled, Let's Go with God.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On that day, they will sing this song in the land of Judah. A strong city have we. He set up walls and ramparts to protect us. Open up the gates to let in a nation that is just, one that keeps faith, a nation of firm purpose you keep in peace, for its trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is an eternal rock. He humbles those in high places, and the lofty city he brings down. He tumbles it to the ground, levels it with the dust. It is trampled underfoot by the needy, by the footsteps of the poor. The word of the Lord. We are in that great season of Advent, when we, of course, have those images, a pregnant woman with expectation, John the Baptist preparing the way of the Lord. But we also have this series of readings from the prophet Isaiah, visions that the prophet has about what the world can be. Earlier in this week, we saw some of those beautiful images, metaphors about the lamb lying down with the lions, harmony through all of creation, or that feast, festival of rich food and juicy wines, that heavenly banquet. And this past Sunday, the image of the swords being turned into plowshares. In other words, no more war. So we are given in the season of Advent a vision of what God envisioned when God created, what God desires for his creation, peace, harmony, festival. Today in our reading from Isaiah, it takes a little different shift, but the same theme is there. On that day, not like we often think of, dies irae, dies illa, oh, that day of wrath, but on that day, indeed, Jerusalem will rejoice. Jerusalem will rejoice, for the city has been saved. And we have these images and prophecies from Isaiah that fill us with hope, which is what the season of Advent is all about, a season of hope. Thomas Aquinas has a wonderful way of speaking about hope when he describes it as leaning on God. Leaning on God. Hope is that virtue whereby we are able to trust in the Lord. As our text from Isaiah says today, trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is an eternal rock. The Lord is the one who can be trusted. Even when things may not go our way and the hope that we have changes its face, we still can have hope if we trust in the Lord, for we know that the Lord is faithful to his promises and will be with us. There is a line in this reading today that challenges us, makes us stop and think, because it says, let in a nation that is just. What is a just nation? It says, one that keeps faith. In other words, a nation that places ultimately its trust in God and not in its power, in its military might, in its human strength, in its economic system. Not a nation that thinks of itself, oh, let's make my nation, my country great again, as if we, without God, can make anything great. All that kind of greatness crumbles, as our text today suggests, that indeed on that day, the poor, the needy, will rise up, and they will reign with God in that reign of God. So, wherein do I place my trust? Is it in our own capacities for self-defense and self-protection? Is it a look at us against them, rather than realizing that we are all God's people? No, a nation that is just is one that sees beyond itself alone, a nation that is part of a community of nations, a community whose foundation is the Lord. Trust in the Lord forever. Indeed, what Thomas Aquinas says needs to ring true in our hearts, that if we are really going to be a people of hope during this Advent season and beyond, it's because we are able to lean on God and see that God is our strength, and that's where our focus needs to be. Other things are there, but they are secondary, and they do not fall into proper place unless we give God his proper place. And so the reading suggests, really, let's go with God. Let's trust in God. Let's make God known again. Let us be a great people, because it is in God that we do trust. And thus, hope becomes that whereby we lean on God, but also that gives us something to live for, because the visions of Isaiah tell us that tomorrow doesn't have to be the same as yesterday. There are other scenarios which might unfold when we contribute and cooperate with the way God sees, desires, and wants things. And so, filled with hope during this Advent season, as we prepare for the coming of the Lord, let's go with the Lord. Let's go with God.
Oh, 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 oh.